Born in Philadelphia, Maxine Cumin taught at universities in Boston. But hating the city, Cumin and her husband moved to a farm in Warner, which she called the Pobiz Farm. They lived together there for almost four decades, raising horses and growing vegetables. From 1981 to 1982, Cumin served as consultant in poetry to the Library of Congress in D.C., a role known now as Poet Laureate. In an interview on NHPR's The Exchange from October of 2007, Cumin recalled bringing a bit of home with her to Washington, a horse. She says she kept the young mare in Potomac.
And I went out every morning in my truck against the traffic out the George Washington Parkway and fed and watered and groomed and rode my young horse. And then I got back in the truck and barreled back into Washington, and there was no traffic at all because it was 10 o'clock by then.
Deborah Brown is a longtime friend of Maxine Cumin, who also lives in Warner, not far from the Cumin's farm. She's also a poet and an English professor who teaches Cumin's work at UNH Manchester. Brown says Cumin's work is often referred to as pastoral, but...
That's a very limiting term. It makes it sound as though her work was only about the trees or the garden, and it wasn't. It was about life. About human life. And so it was really deeper than that. And I think she wanted to be remembered as a poet who had a broader range than that.
Cumin also wrote body and political poems, both formal and free. Born in 1925, she published her first book of poems in 1961. According to Brown, Cumin pushed back against the sexism of the time.
She talked about what a chauvinist world the world of publishing was and is. And she started publishing in the 50s, and she has written articles about this, about how intensely chauvinistic it was and how hard it was for a woman to get published then. But she would argue that it is still true now that most of the power in the publishing world is in the hands of men.
Obviously, that never stopped Cumin. She published numerous volumes of poetry, children's books, essays, and short stories, claiming prizes including the Pulitzer in 1973 for her book Upcountry, Poems of New England. But the best way to celebrate a poet's life is to hear her work. Here is Maxine Cumin reading her poem Come Aristotle in 2007.
On April 4, moving the pea fence to another row, we unearth 40 perfect parsnips that have spent the coldest winter since the 70s, condemned like leeches, Aristotle says, to suck up whatever sustenance may flow to them wherever they are stuck. Overlooked, our good luck. Aromatic poppets pried from the black gold of old soil, dingier than cauliflower or pearls, we eat them braised with a little brown sugar. Pure, Aristotle. Come, philosopher, come to the table. Sit by my side.
Maxine Cumin reading her poem Come Aristotle. She died Thursday at the age of 88. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.